97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Speaking of that, you know, we often say, why the hell do we want it hotter, especially in the summer? It was relatively nice this morning. Sue, you out in the morning?
Well, I was up, and man, it was 68.2 degrees in our front bush.
That's
pretty
good for July,
yeah.
I would say, you know, given the nature of what we had in the last couple of weeks. So we get a little relief here, at least for a couple of days. You know, Fair St. Louis is coming up. They call it Celebrate St. Louis. Tim Mears is with us this afternoon to talk about some of the highlights. Hi, Tim. How are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, thanks for having me back, and very glad to be here.
I want to play the Superman theme because I was unaware of this. Sue, do you know about the drone show that's going
what?
On with Celebrate St. Louis? So this is a kind of association with a hometown hero, James Gunn. It was a great filmmaker, Guardians of the Galaxy, did a lot of movies. He's got Superman coming up a week from today, I think it opens technically. And you guys are doing a cool drone show for Celebrate St. Louis. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're super excited to bring a show of this magnitude the first time downtown St. Louis on the 4th of July. We're going to see a great drone show, you know, sponsored with Warner Brothers Productions, as you said, highlighting the Superman movie. I think we're going to see Superman fly across the sky right there in front of the arch.
That is so cool.
We've seen some of these, I think, at the Super Bowl and some other big events. It's kind of amazing. Fred, we've even had a drone expert come on here and kind of explain how it works. Tim, can you explain a little bit more about how it works, how many drones are involved, what the visuals will be? Is that what it's going to be, Superman basically flying over the arch?
Yeah, so we've got a great drone company called Fantasy Drone Show, and they are going to be launching 400 drones up into the sky, which is a great number to have a really good visual on a lot of the imagery from the Superman movie. So I think that's the anticipation that we'll see Superman make his flight there right over the arch grounds right before the fireworks. So you're going to go transition from our closer that evening on the band, go into drone show, and then right into fireworks.
Is Mr. James Gunn involved in this at all, or does he know about it? Do you know? Are you aware? Because he tweets still about St. Louis every once in a while. He used to follow me on Twitter. I think my politics got involved, so he doesn't do that anymore. But do you know if he knows that we're doing this here?
In fact, he does. Yeah. He was part of the team that reached out to us initially several months ago, and you wanted to see if this was possible, and we were really pleased to be able to work with him to make it happen.
I love
That's
it.
Awesome.
I thought maybe the answer would be yes, because he still cares a lot about St. Louis.
He does.
All right. So some of us go way back to the VP Fair and seeing Elton John dressed up as a cop, and you know, I was on the stage. This is one of my great memories. I was on the stage with Chuck Berry at a VP Fair when I was just like 18 years old. But now this has kind of morphed into something a little bit different. Celebrate St. Louis. What else is going on? It's different than a lot of us remember, right?
Well, I think what you'll find is a lot of things that are familiar because we're down on the arch grounds. We've got a great stage right there at the bottom of the grand staircase that's going to be framed by the Gateway Arch, of course. We've got a great two nights of music. We've got Russell Dickerson that'll be closing the night out on the 3rd, and Gavin DeGraw will be our closer and headliner for the 4th. We've got a couple really other good bands that people are very interested in. We got Stir that'll be coming in, which is the St. Louis local favorite, and then Steve Ewing from The Urge. He's bringing part of his band who will also be performing. Ooh. And one of our staff favorites, we've got Dazed and Confused that'll be opening the night up with the music.
Give the website out if people want to know the entire schedule for this weekend.
Sure. So you want to go to CelebrateSt.Louis.org, all spelled out, and that's going to be your best place to kind of know before you go where to park, best way to get in, prohibited items, things that we sell, beverage, food. We got Sugar Fire, Steve's Hot Dogs, great food down on the riverfront as well.
Nothing against a good fireworks show, and St. Louis always does a great fireworks show, but I'll tell you what, the drone show really intrigues me, and I think that's going to be fascinating to see. Hopefully, it'd be great to get some national coverage on this. I would expect that you maybe might, right?
Well, we are. We've got a couple different national syndicates that will be down here. And just so the audience knows, we are one of the top 10 fireworks displays in the United States.
Awesome. I'm not surprised by that. Tim, thanks a lot for giving us the update here this afternoon.
Thank you so much.